This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The size of the working class is now estimated to be 3.3 billion people worldwide. Bud Light is universally popular among U.S. underage drinkers, but only black and Hispanic youth prefer Ciroc vodka and 1800 tequila. Police Chief of Gloucester, Massachusetts is spearheading an effort to guide addicts towards treatment instead of arresting them, and more than 375 have taken up the offer. New York Times CBS poll finds that Democratic voters under the age of 45 prefer Bernie Sanders by a margin of 2-1. TOPS, a Louisiana scholarship program designed to allow lower-income students paid university education, has mainly benefited middle and upper middle class families, studies show. Average age for first-time mothers in the U.S. is now 26 years old. Italian Senate is voting on legalizing same-sex marriage several years after a similar matter failed to pass. Ski City of Vail owns more than 3,200 beds to house wintertime workers, but is now planning to spend another $30 million to build more worker housing because of the affordable housing shortage there. Federal court has approved safe harbor for companies against discrimination and requiring screening before offering health insurance, highlighting differences in EEOC and other interpretations of the Affordable Care Act. McDonald's might be coming back, implementing an all-day breakfast plan made its fourth quarter financial results the best in 4 years. Supreme Court has ruled on a case brought from Louisiana that all juveniles serving life sentences can seek parole, extending the possibility to some 2,500 inmates serving such sentences. Decision settles a question the court left open in 2012 when it first found unconstitutional laws that automatically sentenced juveniles convicted of homicide to life without any chance of parole. The court said then, sentencing judges must take into account factors associated with youth, a still developing moral culpability, and a greater chance for rehabilitation. New Jersey company PHH challenged a federal judge's ruling that they took kickbacks from mortgage companies and appealed the decision. Consumer Federal Financial Protection Bureau reviewed the matter and assigned a fine of over $100 million, adding substantially to the penalty. The company is now trying to appeal that decision. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.